James, good morning.
Hello, Tess.
So to start off with, can you just tell us how the university went about this study?
So we had a look at the top 20 pages, public health related pages, by the number of likes, and had a look at a year's worth of their posts and just coded them based on a few different things, like what type of post it was, whether it was a video or a photo, what sort of style of message they used, so whether they were trying to appeal to people's emotions or just be informative, and what sort of marketing things they employed, like branding elements or sponsorships and partnerships and that sort of stuff.
So what did you actually find? What information did you get from this study?
So the big finding seemed to be that video posts are really essential if you want to get likes and shares and comments. And that seems to be not because people just seem to like video posts. It seems to be the way that Facebook actually works. So it's got an algorithm that determines what shows up in people's feeds all the time. And videos seem to get a massive boost. So they were reaching 3-4 times as many people. And that means they get 3-4 times as many likes, comments and shares. So that seemed to be the key.
And how does this all tie up and relate back to public health?
So the reason why we did the study was public health organisations, they're all over Facebook, and that's principally because the general public is all over Facebook. So we've got about 2/3 of Australian adults have a Facebook profile, and it's a really cheap way of reaching lots of people quickly. But there's really not much evidence around to help public health organisations know what it is they're supposed to be doing on there. Personally, I'm a little concerned that we're just, as in public health, are just on Facebook because we think we should be there, but without putting a lot of strategy or thought into it. And that means we could be burning up resources that we don't have a lot of. So our study is really trying to plug that gap a little bit and help them find out what it is that they should be doing that will help them build engagement with their followers.
So do you think, as you said, it was the first of its kind, this study. Do you think we'll be seeing more studies like it in the future?
Absolutely. It's got to be done because, as I said, we could be burning through resources that we don't have a lot of. But certainly I'm interested in doing more, and I know plenty of people are also interested in doing more. And we have to do it because you can guarantee that the likes of Coca-Cola, McDonald's and those sorts of big brands, they're investing heaps of money in this space. And they're going to know a lot more than they're not going to share with us, obviously, about how to appeal to particular people. So if we want to think about combating that and putting out messages that support people's health, we really need to be also investing a lot of time and effort into understanding how Facebook works and what people are looking for when they're on Facebook.
And so just before we let you go, James, obviously this study has been surrounding public health and that has been the focus of this particular study. But do you think there are other aspects of life that this study could help us with or perhaps could inspire different studies to look into?
Oh, gee, that's a big question.
just looking into the crystal ball of it there, I guess, yeah.
Well, certainly there's definitely a need to have a look at other social media platforms like Twitter and Instagram and Snapchat and all that sort of stuff and what we can do in that sort of space. Just generally speaking with public health communication, there's a lot more we can do to understand the best ways of communicating health messages and the way that and how people want to interact with that as well. You know, increasingly we're having media that people can, it's not passive anymore, they can respond to, they can get involved in. So how we can use that is going to be really critical over the next few years.
Well, James, it's been a pleasure. Thank you so much for joining us on The Daily this morning.
Thank you very much, Tess.